Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one looks like 500,000 millionaires in the UK left the country from 2023 to 2025, and they took their money with them. The place is going to get wrecked because they're bringing in poor Jeets and Muslims that'll be more likely a burden on the state while all the taxpayers leave. Why would you stay there when you can get out when the government sends people to your house if you post a mean tweet? And where they now want to bring in digital IDs? First the millionaires leave, then the professionals, and finally the trades workers. Up next, finally a situation where a man gets some justice. This wayman won the lottery, got divorced, and then hid the money. Her ex found out about it 2 years later, and the judge ordered that she pay all of it back to him. Unfortunately for him, she probably spent most of it by the time the judge reached his verdict. People say it's a fake story, but it did happen to someone 30 years ago. Or so the rumor goes. But I doubt it. It's probably just some man's fantasy. Since when do the courts treat men more than fairly? Family or otherwise? Number 3, here's a caveman drawing the perfect woman, and his bro says he missed the mouth. He says the perfect woman. So I guess the perfect woman can't talk back. But then again, mouths are used for other things than talking. I think the perfect woman has a mouth with a zipper that only you have the key to, like Gina Davis in Beetlejuice. But to be honest, maybe this guy should draw the mouth in, but just leave the tongue out. That does most of the nagging damage. Moving on, former Syrian President Assad is video gaming in luxury apartments in Moscow after his wife left him. First he lost his country, then he was divorce-raped, and now he's being shamed as a gamer. It could be worse, though. They could have taken him out Colonel Gaddafi styles. In Assad's case, it looks like the only winning move now is to play another game. What's his handle? Maybe we could all play a first-person shooter with him. Number 5, Kevin here says that Canada doesn't like immigration anymore, and that this is a problem. I guess he hasn't figured out yet that Canadians have serious immigration fatigue, especially when it comes to the Jeets. Also, Canadians from European backgrounds don't want to be a minority in their own country. Even liberal guys that I know are complaining about the Indians. That's when you know there's a serious problem. To be honest, Canadians don't mind immigration, but when you go to a local theme park and more than half the people there are Indians, you just had about enough. Up next, I bet this wasn't on anyone's 21st century bingo card, that Poland would be wealthier than the UK by 2030, when it comes to per capita GDP. Maybe some of those millionaires will move there from the UK. This is what happens when you restrict immigration. I think the West is about to turn its back on the experiment of mass immigration, as Larry Fink, the new head of the World Economic Forum, has said, countries without mass migration will be far more prosperous, even with shrinking populations in the future. Number 7, here's a statement that's 200% true, that men are suddenly seen as toxic the moment we stop tolerating female manipulation. Why do you think the men going their own way receive such a bad rap for so long? Once you reveal women's secrets, they want to destroy you because, besides their manipulation techniques, they don't really have any other way to get into a man's wallet, attention, and resources. Even if a man refuses to be manipulated, a woman will say, tell a man that he's the one that's being manipulated. Absolute insanity. Moving on, remember everyone that hypergamy is universal. During WW2, the most beautiful Jewish women all left their camps at night with the tall German men, and they seemed to like it according to this guy. They didn't just seem to like it. They liked it. Female nature is universal in every tribe. Women will throw the men in their own group under the bus if they can find better men someplace else. This is a believable story because females really do things like this. Number 9, is this Trump derangement syndrome or really smart marketing? Neil Young pulled his music off of Amazon because Bezos supports Trump. Liberal boomers are going to say hell yeah and support him by buying his music on other platforms that he's still on. Plus, the article written about him doing this might as well be free promotion. This picture with Neil Young and Trump from 2013 proves to me that his outrage is just manufactured for profits. Up next's post was trending on Japan's Twitter. Whatever could it mean? That Japan is being stupid for rejecting enrichment, and that they don't want any. Hopefully Japan will be fine because its new female prime minister wants to stop enrichment entirely. Let's see if she goes against her word and lets them in. Also, many of the major Japanese accounts on Twitter aren't even run by Japanese people. I wouldn't be surprised if someone like Black Pigeon Speaks was actually behind this. Number 11 looks like testosterone has left the chat. Here's this kid with his great-grandpa, both at the age of 16. You know, the Gramps was getting laid at 16, while his great-grandson looks like he's gonna be an incel for life. And his great-grandfather fought so he can have an easy, soy-filled life. Testosterone isn't the only issue here. Living a life that's way too easy, and that isn't challenging enough, probably plays a bigger role. Moving on, what do you call this? How about sick and twisted? It's always the mothers that do this sort of nonsense. She's setting up her daughter for a whole bunch of regret and possibly even ending herself. People in future centuries are going to look back on this and wonder what type of madness we were gripped by. It's going to be the same as those doctors that used to bleed people or put leeches on them to cure acne. Number 13, why do activists never destroy modern arts? Probably because people would think that it was supposed to look like that in the first place. Looks like it's already been vandalized. We all know that it's part of the communist handbook to destroy the four olds. Old culture, old ideas, old customs, and old habits. It's all part of the Chinese Cultural Revolution manual that saw 100 million people end it. But they'll still say that wasn't real communism. Up next, how did this guy manage to get together with her? Is he a rich trust fund baby that smells like he was born in a country club? Then again, maybe he's got a great personality and a heart of gold. Take that, all you black pillars with little to no faith. That shirt also looks like it's from the University of Texas Austin. So maybe he comes from oil money. Or maybe he just had the balls to talk to her while all the other guys were playing on their phones. Number 15, this guy wonders why 54% of American adults can't even read at a grade 6 level, even though they spent 13 years in school by law. Of course they can't. School is just glorified daycare. The elites don't want a well-educated class that knows what's happening to them. That's why they made most of the teachers female, so that boys turn into unintelligent guys. At least while I was growing up, I still had male teachers. The kids that are smart in school often get sent to college to make sure that they can't think critically anymore and become woke instead. Moving on, here's the difference between Warren Buffett and crypto guys. Both started at $100,000, but Buffett turned it into $150 billion over 70 years, while the crypto guys lose it all in an hour. This one's funny because it's true. 150,000 crypto guys were liquidated on October 10th, losing $20 billion. Also, most people don't know this, but 99.7% of Buffett's wealth was made after the age of 52. If the same happens to me, I'll probably be a multi-billionaire. Number 17, Gruesome Newsom approves an agency to administer slavery reparations in California. This is the state's latest waste of money, and you just know he's preparing for a potential presidential race by maybe bribing blacks across America to vote for him, because he's going to redistribute the wealth from white Americans to the black ones. This is BS because there wasn't any slavery in California. This is just about bribing voters. Up next, what do you call it when someone hears the truth and sees it but still believes the lies? How about indoctrination or radicalization? Maybe it's cognitive dissonance or just plain old brainwashing. How about just using the term liberal to describe people like this? Yes, people on the left tend to have the same narrow view of the world, and usually it's built around a big lie around something like Marxism, that we can all be equal financially and in every other way. Number 19, here's the look on feminist faces when they realize they can't find a man to marry them because they've been busy pursuing a career. Actually, many guys don't even care about that. We care more about how much he's been riding the rooster roller coaster. Women are still told that the happiest demographic are single unmarried women. The issue is that young women attract a lot of high quality male attention, but that the older ones don't. That's why this woman is losing her mind. She wasn't expecting the chats to just evaporate. Moving on, what do this woman's friends call her? How about a metal detector's worst nightmare? Or that I'm gonna make sure my DNA ends here look? On second thought, I don't think she has any friends. She's definitely a mouth breather with all that metal in her face. But in all honesty, you don't even have to give her a name. All you have to do is pull on her chain to get her attention. Number 21, looks like Michael Jackson is alive and well in Poland, after changing his gender. Either that or this is Pontoya Jackson, one of the lesser known Jacksons. Her name might be Annie, and I wonder if she's okay. She definitely looks like she's gonna wanna be starting something. And I also bet her news report was a definite thriller. If this is a Polish reporter, then I'm moonwalking. If you want to see MJ, just look up Michael Jackson AI. Up next, here's proof that Canada is filled with Indian scammers. These eight Indian bros stole 450 pieces of mail valued at more than $400,000. They stole checks, credit cards, government IDs, and gift cards. Six of these guys all have the last name Singh. They're facing 344 charges, but not to worry. They'll be released shortly and driving for Sandals Trucking by Monday. This is probably the same crew that did the gold heist at the Toronto airport. Number 23 being Indian in Canada used to be fine, up until about 5 years ago. The Indians I knew assimilated into Canada like Russell Peters, and we have no issues with them. But now there's so many coming into the West that they're being hated, because they're behaving the way they behaved in India back home, leaving trash in their wake in parking lots and dancing at the airport. The whole Western world is being united in their disdain for Indians these days. Moving on, this doctor who removed a woman's ovaries without consent can still continue practicing in the UK. Plus, this so-called doctor faces more than 100 claims of inappropriate behavior, and 24 instances were actually proven. I wouldn't be surprised if he did this to a local British white woman to make sure that she couldn't reproduce anymore. The UK is toast. You can't even go to a hospital for surgery without worrying about being sliced and diced. Number 25 and the last one, is this relationship okay? Of course it is, for both the guy and the girl. But for older women, it's not okay because they probably believe that 38-year-old man should date them, the women around his own age, instead of the younger ones. They're probably just trying to label this as PDF behavior, even though they're both of legal age. Also, the same older women that hate this were also dating much older men while they were younger. Hypocrisy much. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.